Ongoing violence in the Central African Republic has displaced hundreds of thousands of people and has created a dire humanitarian situation in the region. The Seleka Rebel Coalition launched a series of attacks last December, forcing some 206,000 people to be internally displaced and 50,000 more to flee to the neighboring countries of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Cameroon, and Chad. Valerie Kay is in charge of French communications for Caritas Internationalis. She spoke with Anne Schneibel about the humanitarian situation for the people of the Central African Republic.
Every basic facilities or basic, you know, the banks, the social services, the schools, the hospitals, I mean, all the social services are not working. They have been undermined. The kids are worried because they're going to do a whole year without schooling. The hospitals have been sacked and are lacking medicine. The banks are not working. You know, electricity is not even, you know. So all of your basic services have been affected. And people are not seeing any sense of settlement, peace, or, you know, any progress in the situation since the Seleka has taken over. And Dieudonné, the archbishop, and he's extremely worried by, you know, the route they will choose, because they're targeting and destroying the fabric of you know, the society, and it's visible in Bangui, but it's also visible in the countryside. And you know, and I spoke to somebody who just had his son kidnapped at a checkpoint and almost killed because they wanted his motorbike. So people cannot move. The only people who have vehicles are the people in power. They take the vehicles. So people are kind of held hostages of this new situation. And he's extremely, extremely worried about how the future is going to look. But what's really reassuring is the fact that the church has been making incredible efforts in trying to build this peace and reconciliation. So they've been together with all the religious leaders, and the Archbishop Dieudonné is the motor behind this, in trying to get all those leaders, religious leaders forever from all ranges, to talk and try to build peace and reconciliation and stability. And he's been extremely active in different parishes, in all the parishes, and he's been pushing for that. And they've recently printed they issued a letter to the president, you know, stating what they expect or what they would like to see as the new way of progressing towards, you know, stability and peace. So it's interesting because they're very active and very vocal.
Right. And now you mentioned the involvement of the church. Are the Christian communities in the area being affected in a particular way by this crisis?
I think at the beginning, I don't know how much of... I think everybody has been affected. It's true that during one of the sermons, you know, when the president was in power just taken over on the first Sunday during Easter, at the time of the sermon, the bishop found out, the archbishop found out that the nuns had been sacked. You know, they were robbing the nuns, and during his sermon mentioned something, and finally somebody got out and it stopped. But I think the looting and the targeting of Christians, I would not go as far as saying that it's not a policy of this new government. I wouldn't say that. I would just say that, you know, the elements that are part of this government seems to be a bit out of control and are doing all sorts of things and against, you know, everybody. The church has suffered like everybody else, I think.
Right. Now, you also mentioned that the children are not able to go to school.
Yeah.
You know, how are the children overall being affected by this? I remember in the statement you had mentioned, or it was mentioned in the article on Caritas, that also children are being recruited into the army. Like,
yeah.
what's the situation for children?
It seems that the recruitment of child soldier has improved. I mean, that it's not as regular as it was at the beginning. I spoke to a couple of children myself, and you know, there is this fear from the parents and from themselves, again, because they see all those people with arms, you know, strolling around with very little control. So they're afraid to go to school. And the few people who have been taken, a lot of those kids have returned, highly traumatized, but, you know, some of them have returned home. So this kind of enrollment is still going on, but I think at a much smaller scale, and there is a willingness to send them back. So it's the parents are scared, and the children, of course, are too, because they think that it's going to continue, and also the teachers haven't been paid, they don't feel confident to go back to their school, and with very little pupils to teach, the bottom line is a lot of kids will spend the whole year at home and lose a complete year of education.
All right, well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. Is there anything else you think that our listeners at Vatican Radio should know about?
I think that, you know, there is something sad to be said, is because the weather has been incredibly good in terms of planting season, because there had been rain, but because of the political turmoil and the situation, a lot of agriculture were not allowed. I mean, they have lost their tools as a start off, and weren't allowed to plant during this. Really, there's a small window of opportunity to plant, which is, you know, was perfect because of the conditions, but of the rain condition, but because of the political situation and the military, you know, instability, they've missed that, and that is going to be an issue, because, you know, there will be people now which were food dependent because they've missed the planting season of millet, rice, sorghum, and maize, and that's why, you know, Caritas and I think the community has to help, because there will be food shortages, and the most vulnerable will suffer.